President Bush campaigned yesterday for two Republican incumbents whose re-election is in doubt. He was in Richmond, Virginia last night, where Senator George Allen is trying to overcome charges of racial insensitivity. The president's first stop was in Pennsylvania. He spoke up for Congressman Don Sherwood, who has admitted cheating on his wife and has since settled battery charges filed by his mistress. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
In Northeast Pennsylvania's 10th district yesterday, President Bush seemed intent on shoring up support for Congressman Sherwood by raising campaign cash and by rehabilitating the incumbent's image as a family man. At one point, the presidential motorcade made an unannounced stop for homemade ice cream in the town of Clark Summit.
This guy knows how to make good ice cream. I'm going pralines and cream.
The president then urged photographers to take a picture, quote, family style, as he posed with candidate Sherwood, Sherwood's wife, Carol, and one of their daughters, Marie, all eating ice cream. There was a similar family picture with the president and the Sherwoods earlier in the doorway of Air Force One. At the fundraiser, the president broached the subject of the congressman's infidelity, but very carefully. He referred to Mrs. Sherwood and talked about a recent letter she wrote to district residents complaining about how Democratic candidate Chris Kearney continues to bring up her husband's affair.
I was deeply moved by her words. Carol's letter shows what a caring and courageous woman she is. I'm delighted to be here with Carol and their daughter Maria. Thanks for coming.
But at this event, President Bush did not use one of the standard lines that's repeated in nearly every campaign speech he gives. It's the one about how lucky he is to have found his wife, Laura, and how lucky candidate so-and-so is to have also married well. Clearly, it would have been an awkward note in this district, but not so a few hours later when Mr. Bush arrived in Richmond, Virginia, where he spoke to a crowd at a fundraiser about Senator George Allen.
And he married well. And so did I.
Allen and his wife, Susan, stood behind the president, smiling broadly. But Allen's image problem is not about his marriage. It's about accusations of bigotry. During a campaign appearance in August, Allen confronted a Democratic activist of Indian descent. The senator called the young man, quote, macaca, which is a type of monkey. It was caught on video. Allen denies it was a slur. Others' allegations of racial and ethnic insensitivity have dogged Allen since, prompting Mr. Bush to say last night how fond he and the First Lady are of the Allens.
She understands that they are honorable, decent people. Honest, good folks. We're proud to call them friends. And I know the people of Virginia are proud to call George Allen United States Senator.
At both the Sherwood and Allen fundraisers, the president complained about needless noise in the campaigns that he said tends to obscure the fundamental issues, such as keeping Americans safe and keeping taxes low. If that message resonated with those in the room, it didn't with protesters outside the event in Richmond, where one man said the president's two stops yesterday proved Mr. Bush was willing to stand beside anyone if it might help his party hang on to its majority in the House and Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, Richmond.